Well, last week we know that the ABC had broke news that more than 50,000 patients had their health files sent between two Northern Territory government departments. It happened back in 2018 and 2019. It was part of a software system upgrade, which was never made public by the health minister at the time. It's understood that more than 3,000 identifiable records were actually transferred to global software vendor InterSystems, which has offices in about 27 countries. The ABC says that some patient items were classed as having high clinical risk, such as psychology reports and psychiatric facility visits, as well as termination of pregnancy or stillbirth records, as well as electric shock therapy records. Now, I think that, you know, the report of this and the concerns have maybe made quite a few of you think to yourself, well, hang on, just how far can our details be shared? And you know, what do we do if our information is actually shared to a third party? Now, joining me on the line to talk a little bit more about this is NT Academic Centre for Cybersecurity and Innovation Director Mahmoon Alazab. Good morning to you, Professor.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for your time. Now, what are your thoughts on how this data breach was handled?
Right. Well, first of all, I want to start by saying that cybersecurity is indeed a risk that organizations need to actively manage with, of course, the increasing reliance on technologies and interconnectedness of system and potential risk. And a threat to cybersecurity have grown significantly.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important for organizations to have a very active cybersecurity measures in place to protect their systems, data, and sensitive information from unauthorized access, even sometimes from mistakes and errors. So I think in the practice that's happened in this particular case, that number of issues here. To start with, the government should reach out to people impacted at the time.
Yes.
In my view, hiding the hack sometimes is more damaging than the hack itself. And in this instance, hiding the breach can be damaging more than the breach itself. Reaching out to these victims who their sensitive data is being identified is can be a serious issue. Second thing is also public should have been notified about the data incident. I think public needs to know how the data is being their data is being handled, and as being also if there is any particular mechanism in place.
Yeah, I think it's I think they're really good points that you make. You know, fundamentally, people want that openness and transparency. They want to know if their information has gone further than what they thought it had.
Absolutely, absolutely. And really, in this particular case, usually when you're transferring health data is undertaken, is so important that privacy and security impact assessment should really be done at the time.
Yeah.
So a bit surprising that was not the case. And really, data governance plan looks like there is no data governance plan was conducted by the NT Health and or even data governance plan, which is really a framework or a strategy that outlines policies, procedures, and guidelines of managing and protecting organizations' data assets.
Professor, from your perspective, because I know a lot of people are going to be listening to this right now and going, "Oh goodness me, this is the first I've heard of it." Is there any chance that you know that my information has been shared or sensitive information has been shared? So, from your perspective, is it a situation here where the department has shared that information with a software provider, but it hasn't gone out sort of more broadly? What is your understanding?
Well, my understanding is the data has not been out in the public, is within between the government and the software provider. So, look, the consequences of the cybersecurity of the database can be very severe and consequences, especially if it's been data for a rent or sale under the ground market. But in this case, the risk is, But less damaging is the data is just in between the company and just within the company and the government.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been reached to the public. So I guess it's it's less damaging.
Yeah, and thankfully so, because it does sound like it's really quite sensitive data. I mean, do people have a right to know if their sensitive information has been compromised or sort of passed on, though?
Well, I'll tell you, under the data notification scheme, organisations or agencies that must comply with the Australian privacy law has to tell victims if a data breach is likely to cause them a serious harm, and they must notify the victims. An example on this, really, identity theft or financial loss or likely risk of physical harm. So organisations or agencies must tell victims and public about the seriousness of the data breach.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if the department or the government has reached out to these victims and they have been proactive about it.
You would really hope so. I mean, particularly when you're talking about that sensitive information that has apparently been passed on, you would hope that they have. Professor, what safeguards should the government realistically adopt in an effort to try to prevent something like this from actually happening again?
Well, I think, really, a very first look is have an established data governance plan, and that is that include re-looking again at the having a proper framework and a strategy that outline the policies, the procedures, the guideline of managing and protecting the organization's data assets. And that is also include the data security and privacy, which is outline the measures to protect the data from unauthorized access. It also include strategies of how you encrypt the data, access control, the authorization of the users who can access the data anonymization, the compliance within the data protection regulations. I mean, if we do have that in place,
yeah.
I would imagine even this breach wouldn't even happen because when we're talking about privacy preserving, we're talking about how we even share data with third-party contractors, even to get them to do their job, instead of giving them real data of real victims, of real patients, we just providing them with dummy data or anonymized data or de-identifiable data. So having a framework or strategy implemented at the first place is very important.
Now tell me, Professor, you know, what should people do if they are listening this morning and they're concerned that their information has potentially been compromised? What advice would you give to them?
Well, look, thank you. Thank you very much. I think this is a very good question. And I do have an issue with, we always talk about what the victims can do, what the affected citizen can do. And I think I would like really to rephrase the question in a way, and I think this is where the fault and the error in our law. Really, the Australian notifiable data breach scheme already hold victims of data breach responsible for dealing with consequences. We just say, oh, what now can this impacted citizen can deal with it, what they need to do with it. So really, victim of data breach find it difficult to bring an action really in court because no sort of a privacy is established in Australia. The notifiable data breach scheme should be understood in a broader context of Australians' privacy principles.
Mm.
And in my view, I really think the NDB schemes gives entities that should be responsible for data protections much leeway while holding individuals, only victims of data breach, responsible of dealing with the consequences. And I think this is really problematic as redressing the grievance caused by a data breach is difficult in the Australian context. It is really difficult, in my view, for victims of a breach of a privacy to bring an action in court,
so,
mainly because there is no real established tort of a privacy in Australia.
So it sounds like we really have some work to do in Australia in this space.
Absolutely. It's everyone's responsibility. Everyone's part of is part of it. It's not just victims how they now deal with it. I think it's an organization, it's regulation, it's law, it's everyone is part of it, and they need to work together. And I think this is a very much interconnected system. Must work together.
Well, Mamoun Alazab, the NT Academic Centre for Cybersecurity and Innovation Director, I really appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much for having a chat with us.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you.